talking about how you wash yourself. I'm right now living a rejuvenated life of showering at night, having an extra 10 minutes in the morning.
Yes.
But this Twitter poll from Connor, do you wash your legs when you take a shower, has over 800,000 votes.
Connor had no idea, maybe, when he just tossed that out there,
and then
what this was going to do.
He wound up replying to his tweet and saying, hey, for the record, I do wash my legs, but lots of people apparently don't.
He's a leg washer.
So that divided Twitter. So far, 81% are saying, yes, washing legs when you take a shower. But it brought up a bunch of different questions. Like
people were trying to define what a leg is.
Yeah, like what are your legs?
What?
The part that's below your butt to the ground.
So crotch to the feet.
Yeah.
That's a leg, right?
Yes.
And that's what I would say too.
But people are stopping at the knee and just like, I don't care about anything beneath that.
Right. Some people are like, well, I guess technically I wash my legs, but I don't really get below my knee.
They just think the trickle down soap water is going to do the job,
right?
Okay.
I need to physically stand up to like practice how I do it decide. I'm not sure.
I don't think about it, but when I sit here and think about it, I use a loofah sponge. I wash everything.
A text message from a listener. If anyone doesn't wash their whole body in the shower, they are so lazy they think the trickle down counts. They nasty. All right. Another text. I wash my whole body, hair to the bottom of my feet in the shower. See, I thought I was like, I even get like the bottom of my feet in the shower.
Yeah.
I do my entire leg.
I'm not scrubbing back and forth for like 2 minutes. I'm just like doing a couple passes and then.
You get in between the toes?
A couple swipes.
A couple swipes, and again, you're good? It depends on what you did that day. Working out in the yard and you got a little dirt and mulch and stuff in there, it's going to require a little bit more scrubbing. But just on a regular day, not really a lot of scrubbing necessary.
Yeah. You know, Mac rolls in with the logic on text message, says you got to wash so you can take off that baby powder. Hashtag baby powder index.
Yeah.
So see, I have, especially when it becomes spring and it gets a little bit warmer in the summertime, you know, I do yard work. I'll run in the afternoon and evening.
A lot of sweat.
And then I don't want to go to bed with like sweaty nastiness and baby powder residue on my body.
No.
I can't subject, you know,
My wife doesn't need that. No, absolutely not.
So are we all three, do we all three wash our legs? Do you wash your legs, Kat?
Yeah, we're leg washers.
You go from crotch to toe.
Why do you have to say that part?
Well, that's just what it is. Hip to toe.
What if you're a leg shaver and then so you wash first and then shave? It's almost like that's kind of like the extra step. You're getting a little bit more.
Do you sit down to wash? Do you prop your leg up on the side of the tub to do it?
I'm a proper. You're proper? Yeah, I do the stance.
You're shaving your legs?
When you shave your legs? No, when I wash my legs. When I wash my legs, I do the stance.
I just lift.
I prop the leg up.
There's no propping.
You balance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Core work. You get in some core work. I'm doing some squats too.
Okay.
While I'm letting the condition soak in. The conditioner.
Then there's a whole nother route. Are you a leg washer if you're taking a bath because you're surrounded by water that's soaky?
Well,
I'm still doing some loofah passes.
Okay.
Sometimes you like to relax.
A relaxing bath? You take a bath?
Well, sometimes to relax.
All right.
It's not like I'm going to cleanse myself in a bath. No.
See, I don't, but I think guys, I've heard from men that they like to take a shower after the bath because they think the bath is full of dirty water.
Yeah, I think so too.
My big battle is my daughter constantly drinking the bath water. I'm like, listen, I've just gotten honest with her. I'm like, you're drinking butt water and nobody needs that. Let's not do that.
Well,
soapy butt water.
If it keeps her healthy.
Oh, God.
I'm all about that.
Just
hashtag nature.
It's a constant battle.
Right?
We just got a text. Do not shave in the bath. Swimming in little hairs. Ew!
Yeah. I'm not a bath shaver.
All right. Connor's tweet with over 800,000 votes, people divided on what your leg is, how they're defining their leg. And so it's nice to know that. See, I thought I was unique in that I got all the way down, bottom of my feet and all that stuff.
Thought you were extra thorough.
I thought I was more thorough than normal. But no, I guess I'm just rolling in the norm. So
to be fair,
good.
You're a hairy guy. I feel like you got to put in a little bit more effort than like the standard woman. Right?
Maybe.
I feel like.
Maybe.
There's a force you got to get through. You're talking about my hair is a force? You got a lot of hair going on.
All right.
You got to navigate the forest.
Sure.
You got to get in there. Nooks and crannies.
All the nooks and crannies need to be updated, right?
You got to be a nook and cranny washer.
Talking about the whole Twitter poll about, do you wash your legs when you take a shower? Text from Jamie says the people who don't wash their legs are probably the same people who pee in the shower, just saying. Jamie, I'm going to go ahead and say that's false.
Uh-oh.
Because I wash my legs and I pee in the shower.
Oh, gosh! Wait, what do you do first? Please tell me you pee first, then wash.
Oh,
my God!
No, I think I go first. Yeah, I think I get that out of the way first.
Okay, maybe TMI, but I pee in the shower too.
Stop talking. I don't need to think of either one of you guys. First of all, A, naked. B, in the shower. C, peeing in the shower.
Now listen,
D, washing anything. I don't need to think of it.
Kelly, listen, I'm not an animal. I go towards the drain.
Oh, that's great.
I don't write
your name on the wall.
I don't let the shower hit my back. Oh, go near the back of the tub. I'm not an animal.
How can you not?
I aim right towards the drain.
Why?
See, Tina, she even says peeing in the shower is good for the environment. You know what? Tina is exactly right because you're not wasting. Yeah, you're not wasting flushes.
Gotcha.
And then Carly rolls in and I brush my teeth in the shower. You know what? I do the same thing too.
Listen, please tell me you brush first, then pee, then wash.
I was gonna say, Kat and I are on the same shower schedule.
But are you brushing and then peeing and then washing?
Sometimes I do them both at the same time.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of weird because then, you know, it wiggles the stream, I guess. Is that?
How do you multitask so well? You have to hold the toothbrush, you have to aim the pee, and you have to be staying under the water.
So before I started living my life where I was showering at night, which I've opened up to this new world in the past like 5 days.
Yes.
Before that, I was living in a world where minutes were so precious that I would have a routine to where I would get in the bathroom, I would turn on the shower, and I would be in the shower in less than like 5 seconds. I wouldn't even wait for it to warm up. I would be in the shower.
I would have
the water. I would have my toothbrush.
You're already peeing as you're stepping in.
And I'm trying with my left hand as my right hand's brushing my teeth to slap some shampoo on my head. I'm telling you, Kelly, I had an efficient system going.
Why is it, Joy? I hear the Aladdin song in my head.
Angie texts in and says, well, never taking showers at other people's places ever again.
There you go.
Well, Angie, we've ruined showers for everybody, I think. Everybody does it.
Yeah, but now they're going to be thinking about you doing it
while
they're doing it.
Well,
and that's what ruined it.
Another text that says, don't drop the toothbrush.
See, that's why you can't do both at the same time.
Wait a second. I've got a battery-operated toothbrush, so...
No, you're fine. I use a battery-operated toothbrush in the shower.
That is way too much stuff to keep in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mickey's rolling in with science. Haven't ever verified this.
All right. It's probably true, though.
Get ready to Google, though, Kelly.
I'm ready to back up with some facts. I got the tab open.
All right. Mickey rolls in with some facts and says, I've always heard that if you go on your feet in the shower, it keeps you from getting athlete's foot.
Oh. Does peeing on your feet?
I've heard that it helps with stingrays.
That's where I was going to go. Yeah. So jellyfish stings growing up from Florida, tons of those, especially with like all summer, it's sea lice season, and then you're supposed to pee all over your legs in the shower to help them stop stinging.
All right. Well, that's good. Is that backed with science, Kelly?
Well, now it's showing me a bunch of pictures of foot fungus, so I don't think I need... to see all that.
All right, well, we're just going to take Mickey's word for it.
Oh, you're going to go with it and say that's okay. So start peeing on your feet.
Again, guys, I feel like this show really is a learning show and we learn together.
You make sure that you clean your legs after the pee and the toothbrush or else that was just all a waste.
You have to do it in the right order. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not an animal.
You're not an animal. Got it. How do I scrub my brain to get rid of the images that are in my head of what you're doing in the order you're doing it in the shower naked?
Why?
How do I scrub my brain?
You want me to pee on it?
God.